If you hammer it, screw it, fasten it, tighten it, cut it, seal it, bend it, solder it, or just want to know how, you're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
There's a little Father's Day party music right there. Boy, it doesn't take much to get the Romeros to a party, that's for sure.
Just food, man.
Hey, speaking of a party, Rosie on the House threw a party out at Presidential Pools a couple weeks ago, and Romy found Cooper Barbecue. Oh, man, that's some of the best barbecue I've ever eaten in my life.
And the biscuits were darn good, too.
Oh, I took a tray of those biscuits home.
I know.
The buttermilk biscuits, man, things were about 2 inches thick. Holy cow, if you're in the market of having an event catered, you've got to get a hold of Cooper's Barbecue. Man, that was good.
And I will say, I did not find them. I was at an event they were catering, and they found us because he saw the logo on my T-shirt and says, I listen to Rosie all the time.
Oh, what a hoot.
Well, now he cooks for Rosie. And speaking of Father's Day, tomorrow we have a big barbecue at the house.
We do have almost everybody coming over tomorrow,
So we asked what the father would like for dinner.
Yeah.
It's going to be rotisserie chicken and dirty rice.
We call it Rosie's Killer Chicken.
Rosie's Killer Chicken. And the recipes actually are on the website under Best of Rosie, Rosie's Father's Day Feast. Going to have a feast.
All right. Hey, well, listen, we've got Bob Crisman here from All About Water here in the Phoenix metro area. If you're interested, we've been talking water treatment here the last couple of hours. If you're interested in talking to someone about water treatment, please, wherever you live in the state of Arizona, go to rosieonthehouse.com. We do have 4 certified water treatment experts, one up in northern Arizona, one down in Tucson, 2 here in the Phoenix metro area. Please go to one of these 4 to get the straight story. Bob, we've been talking 2 hours. We haven't let you give your phone number out one time. Why don't you tell people how to get a hold of you?
Well, you can reach us at All About Water, 480-892-7556. Or you can visit us online at allaboutwateraz.com.
And you can always find him at rosieonthehouse.com. Romy, let's go ahead and bring Charles in real quick. He has a question about alternatives to RO systems. Calling from Queen Creek, Charles, welcome to Rosie on the House.
Oh, hello.
Go ahead.
I would like to have a whole house water softener, water treatment system. And over the last couple of years, I've kind of been looking off and on for an alternative to ion exchange method and RO methods. And I'm not having much success in finding something that I think is really going to work.
Well, when you say that you don't want to use like an ion exchange softener, so you don't want to use something that uses salt, correct?
Well, my main objection to the ion exchange method is it uses a lot of water for the backwashing part.
Okay.
As far as RO goes, I understand that the remote osmosis system is rather expensive.
That is true, and that also uses a lot of water to process, more than the softener does. Depending on the softener, a softener can use as little as 25 gallons to regenerate, up to 100 to, and sometimes more. That really depends on manufacturer and so forth. And products that are validated, certified, and tested will have those numbers that they use to regenerate. There are systems that use as little as 25 gallons to regenerate, which is not a lot of water to regenerate. And they're pretty conservative.
How often do you regenerate? I would assume it depends on how much you're using it, but it
depends on gallons. If there's 2 people in the house, say, you know, that's usually about every 4 to 5 days. When you get up into a family of 4 to 6, it may be every 3 days. So if you're looking at, you know, a family of 4, say, you may be regenerating every 3 days. And at 25 to 40 gallons, it's not a lot of water to regenerate. Now, if you had a whole house RO, it would be much more than that. But they're really, if you want to achieve soft water, those are your only 2 real alternatives. And the most popular is going to be an ion exchange water softener because of affordability and cost.
Y'all actually, within the last couple of years, were telling me you actually did a fairly sophisticated filtration system for some well water out in Queen Creek, didn't you?
We do a lot of treatment on wells with whole house RO, or we call it nano, because it's a selective membrane. But it does take water that's very bad and make it as pure as bottled water. So in those cases, people really, they need that. So yes, we do.
Well, if you're shopping water treatment equipment, here are the three things you need to know about today. Here's what you need to take away from today. Don't buy anything that isn't certified by the Arizona Water Quality Association or the National Water Quality mm-hmm. Association. Don't buy from anyone that uses scare tactics about how dangerous the city water is that they're supplying to your house. If they're trying to scare you into a purchase, stay away from them. Make sure it's water quality certified. And, gosh, don't depend on unproven technology. I don't know how else to say that. I mean, these new, greater, modern inventions that people claim they do what they can't, just isn't going to happen. So the third thing you want to do shopping water treatment equipment is get to rosieonthehouse.com and find the Rosie certified pre-screened, pre-filtered contractor right there. And tune in next week. We are bringing in the director from the Arizona Register of Contractors office. You'll have a day with the registrar next Saturday.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.